This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The Aspen Security Forum kicked off today, but without some key speakers. CPR's Caitlin Kim has more.
Defense Department officials will no longer be participating in the four-day forum. A Pentagon spokesperson says the Aspen Security Forum's values do not align with the values of the department, which is focused on the lethality of the warfighter and peace through strength. The Navy Secretary and head of U.S. Space Command were a couple of the expected DoD speakers. Since 2010, the Aspen Security Forum has been a nonpartisan venue for leaders to discuss key national security and foreign policy issues. Former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is one of the co-chairs of the forum this year. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Governor Jared Polis is examining ways to limit the economic fallout for Colorado from President Donald Trump's trade policies. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Polis's executive order creates a task force under the Office of Economic Development and International Trade. He says the goal is to quantify the economic hit from Trump's tariffs to help spur federal lawmakers and the president to shift directions.
The best thing we can do is speak out against them and convince the president to change his mind on this enormous act of economic self-sabotage through these huge tax increases.
Trade policy is a federal responsibility, leaving states with little direct power. Colorado is also part of a lawsuit arguing Trump's tariff actions are illegal and subject to his whims. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Strong thunderstorms are possible tomorrow afternoon up and down the Front Range with highs in the 80s. This is CPR News.